Okay, hi everybody. My name is Leah Schwarz. I studied abroad in Sevilla in the spring of 2023, and I'm going to be telling my story to Allie.
Hey.
So my story takes place in Sevilla. This is not going to be a story about a trip. It's about my first 2 weeks where we have to back up a little bit. I have to tell you about my pre-registration for Sevilla. So I had to live in a homestay because it's mandatory for Spanish majors to live in a homestay. So I indicated that I wanted like a large family with pets, and children were fine, and I didn't want to live with another American student. Like, the way that I thought about it was, the more immersion I get away from other Americans, like, the better my Spanish will become. And I was like, that's just what I want to do. Right. So I get my homestay file, and they're like, yeah, you're put with this other girl from America, and you guys have nothing in common, and you're staying with a single woman in her 80s in a small apartment.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you know what? Whatever. You know, I will make the most out of it. I got her contact information. I tried to find her on Facebook or Instagram or something. Tried to message her. The roommate.
Okay.
Did not find her. So then I show up, and we could not be more different. She just had, like, purple pixie cut. She's from the Bay Area. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. But I was like, you know what? This will be a funny story at the end of the day.
Right.
There were three main problems with me and this other American student. Like, we were just not getting along, and it ended up in me having to transfer homestays. The biggest thing was that she would not allow meat in the house. She was vegetarian, but wouldn't allow meat. She's like, there can't be meat. Half the Spanish diet is jamón ibérico, which is like this special pig that's like so expensive, and usually people get like a leg of this ham for Christmas that they carve out. She's like, no, we can't have it. Only seafood, only like plant-based. So I was eating like calamari soup, and I was choking down like rubbery pieces of calamari on the daily. And I was so scared in this homestay. I was just so uncomfortable that I wouldn't eat. And my husband was like, why aren't you eating? And I'm a bigger girl, so that she's not going to leave it if I just said like, no, I don't eat. Like, I obviously eat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway, so I was talking to my orientation leader in Spain, and I was telling him everything. He's like, we need to get you a new homestay. Like, this is crazy. This is not going to work out. You're going to be miserable. Like, you're not going to be happy, and Spain is supposed to be a good experience for you. So I went to CIEE, which is the program I went through, and they immediately apologized, and they're like, we will get you a new house. Do not worry. We'll give you three houses. You can go tour them, and you can bring a friend, and then decide which one you like, and you let us know. So they gave me the first name the next day, which ended up being my homestay. They're like, you're going to love this house. They're going to love these people. They live in, like, this mansion. It's going to be a great time, but if you don't like them, let us know. So I went, and I texted this woman. I was like, hey, is it cool if I come by tomorrow with my friend Matt, and we can check out the house? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. So she gave me a tour on day 7 in Spain. Like, I didn't even get this thing a week. I was like, this is just miserable. On day 7, I went to this woman's house, lied to my host mom, and was like, I have to go to class early today. Went to see this house like 10 minutes away. The woman was so sweet, and I went from this tiny little apartment, which was fine. Like, I don't care about the size, but it just didn't feel homey. Like, I grew up with a big family. That's what I wanted. There's a dog, there's her husband. She has 4 older sons, one that still lives with them. The grandkids were there. So it just felt a lot more my speed. And she's like, if you decide to stay here, this is where you live. Like, this is your room. This is all happening in Spanish. And I'm still, like, on no sleep. I'm not eating anything at this point. I'm so anxious. And my friend Matt was talking to her. And then at one point, she turned to me and was like, would you want to live here? And my heads are in the clouds, just looking around. And I was like, see, like, yeah, of course. Didn't realize I had already accepted this homestay. So then I go get lunch with Matt after, and I was like, I don't know how, like, I don't even know if it's worth it to tell Pila or to tell Manoli, my original host mom, like, I can't live here anymore. I don't know if it's worth explaining. He's like, Leah, you already said yes to Pilar. Like, you're moving in Monday. And I was like, oh my God, like, what did I just do? So I went home and I told my host mom, like, the next night. I was like, I have to talk to you about something. Like, this other girl and I aren't getting along. It's just too much for me. I'm not feeling safe here. And I love you. And, like, you're an amazing host parent. But, like, I'm just not comfortable. For an hour and a half, she guilt tripped me. I'm not going to be able to afford groceries now. Like, you are my job. I don't have a job. The students are my job. Yeah, the students are their jobs.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. This has never happened to me before. Like, my Americans are always super close. Like, I have two bedrooms. I've never not had two students. So I was just sobbing. And she's like, why? Like, what happened? Like, what did she do? Because I was obviously, like, the favorite of the two. Like, it was not to be rude, but it was just, that's what it was. And I was like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, that's not fair to her. I was trying to be so mature about it. And then she's like, no, what happened? Probably a dozen times. She's like, tell me what she did. And I was like, oh, my God. So I went to bed sobbing. And then the next day, we actually went on, like, the CIE trip excursion to, like, a little small city in Spain. And I was with my American sister, and I was like, I can't tell her, like, my American host sister.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't tell her here. So I packed my bags, packed all three suitcases. My friend Matt came over, and I told this girl, I was like, hey, we don't get along, that's fine, I'm leaving. And she's like, all right, see ya. And so I left. I went to the new homestay, and, like, it was the best decision I made. I loved the new homestay. Mm-hmm. Their whole thing was like, we want you to feel like you're at home. This is your home. Do not walk on eggshells around us. Like, yeah. You are our daughter for the next 4 months.
Aww.
So a little hectic, but it's kind of that thing where it's like the grass is greener. In this case, it was.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I switched, and I loved my host family at the end of the day.
And, like, a week into it. Like, that's good that you didn't spend, like, more than that.
No, they said that it was the quickest a student has ever switched.
Sure,
they're like, this is unheard of. And I was like, you don't understand. Like, I need to leave. And they're like, yep, sounds good. So
damn. That's awesome that they were so receptive to it.
They were. Yeah, they were great.